What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeO.com, and we are back with a different kind of contenders this week. We're not looking at ponies. We're not looking at golfers. This is soccer. I'm allowed to say soccer in this situation, right? I hope that I am. Football, if you're going to get mad about it. Before we get into anything, though, please hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. We are constantly cranking out content here. You do not want to miss it. We've got some really good soccer coming up. I'm excited to talk about it. And I know this is actually up your wheelhouse from a betting perspective.
It is. That's one. I don't know if people know or don't know that about me. I love to bet soccer. One of my favorite sports to wager on. I don't play a lot of DFS on soccer, but it's just a great sport. A lot of value in there. And of course, when you're talking about international competitions, the World Cup's the World Cup. But other than that, I mean, it doesn't get any stronger or better than this. We've got 24 of the best teams in the world, honestly, ready to break it down. And it's long overdue after all the mess with the pandemic, of course.
I am super excited to dive into Euro 2020 taking place in 2021. You got to love the branding for this bad boy. We've got a couple bets for you. I'm curious, would you like to go first or second? And I have a sneaky suspicion I know what you're going to do right now.
I'm going to go, you know what? I'm going to throw you a curveball. I'm going to go second.
Okay, well, perfect. I have a, this is going to be a little bit better for me. My first bet, and this is not going to be the only time you hear about it. Unfortunately, I have already been tipped off to this one, but I think that we may be going in the same direction. If you're looking to place a bet to win the whole shebang, I'm going to Belgium plus 750. They have been on the precipice of this for a while, and they just seem to not be able to get it done. Kind of an embarrassing loss last time out in Euros. Last year would be even cooler if they were running this on a yearly basis. That would be kind of awesome. But unfortunately, that's not how it works. They have one of my favorite goal scorers, one of my favorite players to use in FIFA because of his power, in Romelu Lukaku. Kevin De Bruyne's face has to get glued back together, but I expect him to be okay. And the real question mark here for Belgium in this tournament is a wild card that I'm excited to see what happens for Eden Hazard. He has been a ghost of his previous form for, God, well over a year now at this point. But he is a legitimate difference maker when things are going right. And I'm hoping that things can go right here. Plus 750 is the third best line in the entire tournament. So it's not like we're going to the extreme of extreme chalk. I really like plus 750 at this number. Their group is relatively soft. And I think that's a pretty big benefit because there is a group out there that is absolutely the group of death. And that is not where Belgium is sitting right now. So I do like their ease early, and I think that helps them late. So I want to go to Belgium. But I'm curious, who do you like to win the Euros?
It's true. The reports are accurate. I'm also on Belgium. Plus 750, yeah, just to dive into Group B, Finland, Denmark, and Russia, not too bad. They should be fine. And this is a team, I don't want to say it's now or never, but man, what a window this would be to have this group kind of pass through and not grab any major tournaments. They played well against France in the World Cup. They had opportunities there, certainly disappointing in the last Euros, but I like this price. Plus 750, I expect them to win this group pretty comfortably and be set up in this tournament. Again, when you look at European qualifying, obviously there's a lot of teams that aren't here, but they played 10 games. They have 30 points. That's all you can do. They absolutely dominated, 40 goals. They only allowed three. You know, they had San Marino and co in the group, but it doesn't matter. They are informed. They are ready to go. And you're getting a good line here. I think that, you know, even though they're amongst the favorites, to me, they're as dangerous as anyone. And when you saw the draw as someone who was backing Belgium, I was very content. And that solidified my position on them.
Yeah, this would be a lot less interesting for Belgium if they happened to be in Group F as one of Portugal, France, or Germany. That is just absolutely disastrous. And kudos to you for working in a San Marino reference into this video. I didn't know if you were going to be able to pull it off.
It was my lone goal coming into this. I've accomplished that, so now it's all gravy.
Alrighty, so I think that we can move on to our next bets. And I'm going to talk about three bets each, but I'm talking about two bets together here because in theory, they're sort of the same bet. I'm stacking them together because to me, it makes sense. And I'm looking at individual player markets and I am looking into goal bets for the entire tournament. Here's where I'm landing. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so I've got an easy one first and then I'm expounding on that a little bit. First one up, Kylian Mbappe, over 2.5 goals, plus 120. But I don't just want to stop there. And in theory, I guess I should have read these things in the opposite order. I am also pegging Kylian Mbappe to the most goals in the tournament at plus 1,100. If I think that he's going to score the most goals in the tournament at plus 1,100, I should certainly be taking the over 2.5 at basically even money. In a weird way, I know this is probably not going to make a ton of sense, and it's statistically probably also incorrect, but it's a feeling that I have for Mbappe. One, I think he's playing fantastic right now. Two, and this is the big one. In a weird way, I think it's better that he's got harder competition in Group F because they need him to be awesome. He can't just sleepwalk through it and allow anybody else to be the driving force for France. So they don't have the opportunity to rest on their laurels. Honestly, I feel really bad for Hungary because all three of these teams are going to be looking to hang some goal differential on them, put up a bit of a beating. I think Mbappe gets out in front early in the group stage, and I'm expecting France to go pretty deep in this, minimum semifinals at the very least. I think France is fantastic. They are my preferred FIFA team, if anybody cares about that, which I'm sure you do not. So Mbappe, most goals in the tournament, plus 1,100, along with Mbappe, over 2.5 goals, plus 120.
But that counts as just one wager, right? You have an additional one on docket, or is that all you got?
That's all I got. I got, okay. And technically speaking, those are two separate wagers. But okay. Once I picked Mbappe, most goals at plus 1,100, I was like, well, I kind of need to, you know, grab a couple more of these goal props, because if he does that, he's winning the rest of them too.
No, that's fair. That is fair. And it's funny, we did not talk about this before the show, but this is why we got good synergy. My second bet, you already talked about it a little. It's Hungary to give up the most goals in the tournament.
Okay.
Concede the most goals plus 400. They're going to get absolutely, absolutely smoked. And the problem is that the group of death here, they need to hang goal differentials. So when you look at this situation, they're at plus 400 to do that. The only thing that you could say that's good for them is they get some home games in Budapest. The tournament is everywhere this year, and they do have a site, but they are going to get crushed. I expect them to come away with a whopping 0 points. If you want to really lay some juice, them to finish, you know, at the bottom of their group, I think is a virtual lock. I don't see anything good. Any shorting of Hungary in a position is what I'm in for. And in soccer, as we've talked about, goal differential matters, and I have a feeling if the first match in particular against Portugal gets away from them, France and Germany will have to run it up against them because that's going to matter. So in Group F, Hungary to come away, to finish last, to give up the most goals, all of those things are things that I can get down with. So I guess I just go again now, right?
Yeah, I never would have, like, it's an awesome bet. I never would have expected you to go as, like, in like a reverse bet. You're basically betting an under in this scenario. Just,
well, you know,
cheering against a team. That's the best. That makes me feel great. I wish that I would have looked into that.
Yeah, I love it. I think they're, like I said, they're just going to get, they're going to get crushed in every game. And I'm excited to witness that. And then my last bet again, this one was tough. I'm going to Group A, and I'm just picking Turkey at plus 125 to not make it to the next round. It's a competitive group. Italy is hosting. They get home games at home. I obviously expect them to win the group. You've got Wales and you've got Switzerland. So it's really a group that I think 2 through 4 could be ordered in any way. But I look at really where the thing that stood out to me, you know, when qualifying started, which, you know, it's years in the making, particularly with the pandemic, Turkey was a much stronger side. They're down to 29th right now in the FIFA rankings. All three teams in that group besides them have kind of risen in the rankings. Even Wales is a lot more competitive than you would think. At this stage, Switzerland's always really good, particularly defensively. Turkey just really didn't stand out in any other way. And now I do know that, you know, these third place teams will have opportunities. You know, some of them will survive to the next group, but I have a feeling even if they do land in third, they might be down, you know, down the rankings in terms of the points, in terms of the goal differential. So I just look at Turkey in this situation. It's a squad that really was just not appealing to me in any way. I expect them to lose handedly in that first game. They play Italy first, and that'll put them behind the eight ball. Obviously, if they get a result against Wales and against Switzerland, they could be all right. But I think that's a team that I'm comfortable shorting, and I honestly wouldn't be surprised if they end up in the basement of Group A.
Tough matchup there with that strong Wales team. They bounced Belgium. Don't hate last on time Wales. They bounced Belgium in 2016. They lost to eventual champs Portugal in the semifinals. So now no hate on Wales whatsoever. That's not what's coming out of me.
They have a sweet flag, and you can never discount countries that have awesome flags. That's unquantifiable, but it's true.
There you go. That's generally how I make my picks in Euros. Who has the coolest flag? That's just the only way to do it as far as I'm concerned. Euro 2020 contenders in the books. Any final thoughts? Anything else that you're looking on for the Euros? Anything you would like to tell people to bet on as the tournament goes on? Because a lot of this stuff we're talking more bets that you need to get in before everything kicks off.
So one of the things certainly to keep in mind, and listen, the lines will react to this too. It's not like this massive secret, but as these groups unfold, certainly in those last games, teams are going to know kind of what they have to do. Maybe they need to open it up and the goals need to be scored. Maybe they can draw and they're content with 0-0. But that's something I think to be reactive to. And then there's just a couple teams, particularly North Macedonia and Hungary, that to me have virtually no chance to advance. So you look at those groups, to me, it's just three teams in those groups in some fashion. So you can look to that, take some advantage of that. And I'm excited. Like I said, I love betting soccer. These matches get underway. If you have any questions, one of the many reasons to get in our premium slot. We have some really sharp soccer minds in there. They're going to be dropping their plays for the games, the individual games. So there's a lot of opportunities to get in and make some money.
I don't really know what North Macedonia is. I mean, like barely. Are there other directional Macedonians?
No, it's just North Macedonia is Macedonia as far as I'm aware. They added North, and they still have another cool flag country. So again, that is dangerous, but I don't think they have enough.
Well, there we go, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us on this Euros contenders. One last reminder, like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell, and keep your eyes peeled for all of our betting content. Ben and I are cranking these out on the reg, whether that's PGA, horse racing, any real major event that is outside the normal scope of sports betting for us, we are taking a look at it. So thank you guys very much. Good luck betting the Euros. We'll talk to you again for whatever the next big event is in sports.